side by side, or the holy men who divided the world with their contests and disputes. I reflect with sorrow and astonishment on the little competitions, factions, and debates of humankind. When I read the several dates of the tombs of some that died yesterday and some 600 years ago, I consider that great day when we shall all of us be contemporaries and make our appearance before the Lord together. Prayerful reflection gives the big picture which restores sanity and serenity to Addison's life. Likewise, the poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning reflected on Moses first meeting God on Mount Horeb, as it's told early in Exodus. And she had this insight: "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes." Here the poet helps us see that in every mundane moment, we are standing on holy ground. In prayer, we take off our shoes, in a manner of speaking, and are invited into God's holy presence. Life is such a brief candle, and God beckons to us in life's daily crises, raising our children, dealing with accidents or illness, and in its life's chance encounters, like the woman at the well with Jesus. This season of Lent is a precious time to stretch our sensitivity, to see the holy in the homely. We can stretch our sensitivity with a faith partner, someone who listens to our story and to whose story we listen, as Jesus listens to the Samaritan woman. That is, sitting in God's presence and searching for meaning among the details. We can sit together here in church and listen to some of God's great announcers, including St. John. But the way we normally become sensitive to God's voice is in prayer. In that simple time before bed, when we recall the events of the day we have just spent, to give thanks for mercies rendered to us, to recognize God's hand at work in the world about us. Again, in the morning moment, we set aside to anticipate our encounters to come today and to ask God to make us aware and mindful of opportunities to be at our best in holy engagement with others. Do you know about the green flash? When I visited Hawaii, natives told me to look for the green flash at the last ray of sunset over the water. So I sat on Queens Beach in Waikiki at sunset, and sure enough, as the last ray of yellow sun sank into the blue sea, there was a brilliant emerald flash at the horizon. It was a fraction of a second, and I would have missed it if I hadn't been primed to look for it. Prayer primes us to anticipate and recognize the flash of God's Holy Spirit as it appears in our encounters with others. A flash of insight, a flash of doubt, a flash of grace, flashes that signal our opportunity to take a step in faith. Here at Jacob's Well, the evangelist announces that the Lord of glory is right here beside us, waiting for us to recognize him, wishing to engage us, heart and body and soul and mind. Let St. John's Cold Water Classic be our invitation to listen carefully to ourselves and others in the quiet moments of daily life. this holy season of Lent, let us take time in daily prayer to listen for God's voice. Let us resist those distractions which prevent us from recognizing God present with us in the ordinary events of life, so that we may receive from our Lord the living water of eternal life.